Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
All right, welcome to Broken Simulation. Look at us banging these out. Joining me as always, I'm so proud to be on his podcast, Johnny Woodard. How are you, Johnny?
Did you do the glasses, man?
Yeah, I missed the glasses. Okay.
That's become a real staple. People love that out there.
Let me do it. These are supposed to be my glasses that outside turn sunglasses.
Transitions lenses?
Yeah.
You got into that age, huh?
What Johnny says is makes me an old guy. I think it's being a fit. I'll get into being old. Yeah, here we go. Joining us.
Real cool. Wow.
Thank you, Johnny. Joining us, he sat in, and we're happy to have him. You know him from Tiffle Hat. Xavier Guerrero.
What's up? It's a pleasure.
Dude, it's your first time on your favorite podcast.
Oh,
how's
yeah.
that feel?
I feel great. I feel like Johnny in the other one.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Like, you're the Xavier Guerrero. No, I'm the Xavier Guerrero.
Yeah, you're the Xavier Guerrero.
I'm the Xavier Guerrero. You're the Sam Tripoli.
And he's the Johnny Woods here.
Dude, this is like an episode of Rick and Morty.
See, this is a broken simulation.
There we go. That's why you're here. You fucking get it. Johnny, what are you doing? Are you getting on the bobblehead?
Trying to get XG on camera.
Yeah, we need it. We need some young chicks to follow this show. The heartthrob. The heartthrob, guys. We're recording this on the day that is Joe Biden's inauguration. The guy who couldn't even win two or three times before finally wins now, and all you people can go back to sleep, crying about how bad your lives are because Meanie is gone. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, it's all going to be better now. So.
You know, it's like the inauguration was great. It's the who's who of dark arts. Jennifer Lopez, half her fucking ex-boyfriends die because she puts voodoo curse on them.
Gaga,
who is just a shady fuck.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks was on there?
He did Amazing Grace, yeah.
That's really crazy they did that. That's crazy. I mean, like, I don't know what that whose brand took a bigger hit, Joe Biden's or Garth Brooks on that one.
I'm excited because there's this thing tonight where this 90s band, you remember the New Radicals? You remember that song,
yeah.
You Get What You Give? They haven't played together. They haven't been a band since 98. They were together. They released an album, and then within a year, they were gone. Like, the guy disbanded it. He's a great songwriter, though. He wrote a ton of other songs for other people after that. Greg Alexander is his name. They're reuniting for a one-off tonight.
Joe Biden?
It's some, like an inaugural concert or some shit on Zoom.
Awesome.
So at least we're getting something out of it.
I guess.
What do you want? Dude, they're all, if you wrote off every musician who votes Democrat, you would have a short list.
And I would like that list. I would make my own.
Probably not. It'd probably be a lot of Christian music.
I don't want to get political on this show. Johnny, I got a gift for you.
A lot of boring Christian music.
Are you ready for your gift?
Let's see it.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'll tell you if I'm ready after I get it.
No, you got to say, are you ready for the gift?
I'm ready to.
If you're a catcher and someone throws you a pitch, you don't wait till you catch the pitch to say whether
when it's a pitch, you know you're being thrown a baseball. In this case, I might be being thrown a lob of dynamite or something here. I don't know.
Oh, Johnny, a lob of dynamite? What is this, a 1980s fucking video game? Who's throwing dynamite? Fuck me. What is this, Kaplunk?
I got to
Do you remember Kaplunk?
No.
Kerplunk, right?
Kaplunk.
Kerplunk, right?
Kaplunk.
Okay.
Where, like, you would have these, it was basically this thing where they would drop bombs and you had to catch it with this, like, bucket of water.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah, it was the best. Oh, yeah. I used to love it.
Yeah, I only played 3D shit now.
Yeah, man, that's some gross-ass shit.
Well, okay, let's do it.
Let's see this gift.
Johnny, are you ready for your first Broken Sim gift? Drum roll, please.
Ready as it can be. I don't think I have a drum roll effect.
Well, maybe you should get one, Johnny.
Go on.
A bidet!
Oh!
Oh, shit.
Girlfriend's going to love this.
Now your girlfriend can wash her monkey!
Dude, now you can get your asshole eaten.
Tushy, dude!
Yes, thank you.
No problem, Johnny.
I've actually been wanting one of these. That's
Johnny,
cool,
come down and accept your prize. I wish we had award show music right now. Bum, 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 bum. Johnny's been nominated for a gift many times ago. Oh, yeah. Look at that. This is how much Johnny can't wait to fucking shower his butthole that he's got his robo boot on and he got up.
Look at his hat. Look at that face. Oh, look. It says so happiness. Excited.
Johnny, I'm so happy for your butthole.
Dude, someone's getting their asshole eaten.
Yeah.
I just absolutely destroyed something with this boot.
Well, yeah, dude. Johnny, as you guys don't know, Johnny was working for the government, okay? And he got sent on a mission. And he lost his leg. And now he's the $6 million foot guy. He's got a robo foot.
I wish it was that interesting. It was not that interesting. I was, I've been, you know, hanging out with my girlfriend a lot, so I hadn't been in my apartment. And I came back right after the show the other day. I was taking a box out. I'd put my slides on. They're a size.
What do you mean your size?
Like flip flops.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought meant.
They're a size too big. Well, they're not flip flops technically, but they're a size too big because I have a wide foot, and so they have a lip on the end of them. And I was carrying this box down two steps.
Who brags about a wide foot, dude?
No, I'm not bragging, but I'm telling you, the flip flop is it sticks out a lot. This is part of the story.
Oh, so you have short feet, but they're wide.
Well, they're not. It's a size. I mean, I wear like 11
and
a half.
You have Joe Rogan.
I wear 11 and
so
a half.
So you're all
but,
girth.
But the length is
you're
like...
You're all girth. You're like a tuna can.
The length is like 11. Yeah, yeah. Let's say that. But it's not... It's just a little...
Johnny, you got a wide. Huge dick.
No. No, normal. Very normal.
What's more? Like six? Are you in the six-inch
club?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Tino, yeah. Mia, what do you got?
Six, seven, you know?
You got, well, no, it's either crazy. Six or it's seven.
It depends.
Depends on
what? The ruler.
On the ruler. That's a fun... That's so
and depending
dumb.
Where you start, do you start like?
Hey, dude, I got a 6-inch.
Yeah,
dick.
I started the taint. I have a 9-inch dick.
Brian Keith Hedford had a joke. A lot of people wonder where you start measuring your dick. I personally measure it from the kitchen sink.
That's so dumb.
So you were walking these. What were you walking out?
Just a couple of steps. I had a box. Had nothing in it except like packing peanuts. I was going to throw it out. And I was taking the first step, and I think I thought that there was only one step, and I probably just caught the edge of that step. And in my head, there's just like split second where I'm like, this ain't right. You know, I had this second of like, what? And then the next second, I was just on my face, like on the ground.
Dude. Oh, like time travel?
Yeah, and my ankle went. But dude, it was so humid. I'm so glad nobody saw. I got like these hot girls that stay around me, and I was thanking Jesus that nobody. It would have been so.
Why, Johnny? You're off the market. You got a hot chick.
Oh, nobody wants to be embarrassed in front of women.
That's true, dude.
Dude, and I was
because you want to mount them all.
I just rolled, man. I was like, fuck. Just saying fuck really loud, and I managed to drag my ass back into the apartment and just sat there for a while.
There was a female. I took acting class.
It popped
class.
A couple times. Dude, I thought I'd broken it. It was like a fucking nightmare.
Oh, Johnny. Robo foot Johnny. That's what
now
they
I'm
call
wearing
you.
This giant boot, and it hurts.
So if you were Native American, your name would be He With Robo Foot.
Sam's a slave driver. I haven't come in today. So.
I didn't make you come in. On the other podcast, you wanted your money. That's why you really came in, Johnny.
No, it's not. I didn't. I fully was maybe 50-50 on whether you pay today or whether you would be like, man, Trump could like, he could steal.
Johnny, that's some bullshit.
No, I mean, I thought you might think that.
Why?
Like there was some kind of
why
grand
would I
plan.
Do that, Johnny?
Some people think there's still something going on.
Johnny, I'm a mostly realist, okay? For the most
like,
part.
Like, I joked on Twitter, like, you know, when Air Force One finally took off, I think there's still some people out there who thought he was going to parachute in on the inauguration and just swear himself in, you know, instead of Biden.
That would have been great.
Yeah, can you imagine? So that would have gotten so many dicks.
I would have loved if he went by on a plane with a like a fucking banner behind him.
Smokes.
Fuck you,
the smoke
Joe.
Letters, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you, Joe. You know I won and just took off. You know, that would have been great.
That would have been great. Yeah.
So one time I was in an acting class. There was this famous actor, this acting teacher who would be like, he was basically right. He's like, commercial acting, you don't have to act. Stop acting like you have to act. You just have to go in there and be you. Because what he's basically saying is that you either look like the part or you don't.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Stop overthinking. Stop going, oh, I got to do all this stuff. Just read the lines. And he's totally right. In my life, I you know, for the first 10 years in Hollywood, I'd say I took acting lessons here and there. That guy from New Girl, Max Greenwald, I think is his name.
Yeah, he's really funny, yeah.
I took acting class with him.
Could you tell you had talent there?
Dude, I swear to God, he's literally the only person I ever watched where I'm like, okay, that guy knows how to act. That's acting.
That's so interesting because to me, he's like a very talented guy. I thought he was funny.
He can act.
But is he... is he funny or is he just good?
He was
good
everything. He could do
funny.
It all.
Okay, all right.
He could act. You could tell.
Did he come out of stand-up? Do you know?
No, he was an actor, and he took it with my buddy's dad.
Did he seem like an okay dude?
He would sit down and talk to me all the time. We texted for a while, and then, you know, you just drift, and yeah, then he supernova'd, so I doubt he'd even remember me at this point. But the point is, like, he was the only guy I ever saw in acting class where I'm like, this dude knows how to act.
What do you think that's a talent, or it's like a learned thing? Do you think that anybody can act?
I mean, I think if you work hard at anything, you could find yourself to get at least mediocrely good at it.
But, I mean, do you think there are some people that are going like sports on day one, they're already better?
Comedy, same way. Okay. Acting the same way. They're just maybe they're just great mimickers. I don't know. Like, it's just, but yeah.
Hey, everybody. Johnny again. I know some of you out there are sleeping on the same saggy-ass mattress that you've had for years now, and you deserve better than that. That's why we're happy to tell you about Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep is fantastic. I got my Helix Sleep mattress after going online and taking their 2-minute sleep quiz. It takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. I got it, and it replaced my girlfriend's mattress, which had a giant hole in them. I mean, just a divot. We both rolled toward the center. We ended up facing each other at the end of every night because there was just this kind of slope down toward the middle. I mean, honestly, nothing has changed our quality of life like this mattress. Everybody's unique, and Helix knows that. So they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. And then even a Helix Plus mattress for plus size folks. Like I said, I took the quiz and I was matched up with a mattress that's kind of in between firm and soft. I'm also a side sleeper, so it gave me the perfect mattress for side sleeping. Who knew that there was a mattress for that? But there is. Just check it out. I mean, you got nothing to lose. Go to helixsleep.com/broken. helixsleep.com/broken if you're looking for a mattress, and take that quiz. You order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free, and you don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. You don't need to take my word for it, though. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by both GQ and Wired magazines. So check that out. helixsleep.com/broken. Go there, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they will match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They even have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows to our listeners at helixsleep.com/broken. Again, that's up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/broken.
But you know, my whole theory is that I don't know if it's my theory, but it's like my whole question is like, what if you're the Michael Jordan of something that's never been invented yet?
Dude, I swear, man, when you first said that, I've thought about that as like a kid. Like, what if I'm the greatest at like chucking paper balls into the trash can, you know, because I always felt like I'm good at that. You know, and it's never going to get me in.
That, or you never tried it.
Yeah, that's true.
Imagine if you were great at the saxophone, just no one handed you a saxophone.
Yeah, that's true. You never played it.
Sam, you might be the best at taking fists in your ass, and you're just never going to find out.
Mine is a straight out outie, bro. It goes out. It is an exit only.
There's this parallel universe where you're just like, you're that guy.
Simulation.
I can tell you there's another fucking where I have a hungry, hungry hippo asshole.
It looks like, you know, that picture where all those world leaders stood around that globe. Your asshole was just like a bunch of dudes.
Maybe my asshole in another dimension is the Fed, and I just print money out of my asshole. Yeah.
There's a universe, if there are infinite universes, where in that picture, instead of the globe, it's just your asshole and all the world leaders have their fists in your asshole.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt. Actually, it's like, oh, finally, this is happening.
And the only difference is there's a big... At the front, there's just you looking up like this with a smile on your face.
Yeah. No, I'm just looking back like this. I'm kind of back here like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Right?
That's great.
That's kind of where it's at. So what, Johnny?
No, not bad. Not good for you.
I'm just saying, dude.
I'm glad you found your talent.
So the whole point of the acting story was that one day I knew this female actress. She was like a fringe comic. She would show up occasionally at comedy clubs, but she was nice. You would see her here and there because like she's trying to diversify her opportunities.
Maybe not taking it seriously.
No, I can't say that. Everybody's different. I didn't know her enough to tell you what her intention was.
Okay.
But I'm just saying I didn't see her enough.
Got it.
And one day, I see her in acting class. I'm like, hey, man, I'm glad you're in acting class. Blah, blah, blah. It's great. So she got called down for the first time. He had like stadium. It was a small, but it was like stadium style seating, right?
Okay.
And she was walking down, and she tripped and fell in front of the whole class.
Oh, shit.
And I go, she'll never come back. And yep. She never came nope. back again.
That's the worst, man. You can't recover. You can't save face.
I don't know, but I don't. I mean, dude.
What were you doing it for? Were you trying to get a like,
I,
nice little
I
movie?
I still had like weird hopes of being on a TV show, but I never really wanted that. I did, but I didn't.
You ever get callbacks or anything that you thought maybe you had a good chance? Or
I mean, I had a TV show.
Do you have an audition, though, for something like for an that, acting that, went, gig? That went big that you thought like maybe you had a chance?
I mean,
like,
I got to the point on Punk'd that I was helping them pick people, and they ended up going a different way. That's and annoying. I think he was trying to fuck with me anyways. But I really don't give a fuck.
Wait, who was trying to fuck with you? What
Goldberg, you the guy who made it with Ashton and Kutcher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean trying to fuck with you? Hold on.
Because he kept me around to help him decide who was good and who wasn't, who he should pick.
But I mean, you think he's got a beef with you?
And then the last
second,
he's like, hey, dude, I decided to go a different way.
You think he has a beef with you?
No, I don't know. Or he just knew he was a god at that moment. He could make or break people, and he wanted to fuck with people.
Oh, so he's an asshole.
No, I don't know what he was.
Well,
he would
be an asshole if he did that.
Again, I don't know his intentions.
All right, interesting.
So yeah, dude, I felt like you know, it's like yeah, Johnny, I get when you fall. Like have I ever told on this particular show the scooter story?
Yes. Yeah, but please, I'd love it.
On this show, I talked about the scooter.
I think so. I think we were talking about that moment where like time expands.
Oh yeah, dude, but it fits into like when you're like, oh, this is good. I literally had this moment where I go up and I just stop. For a brief second, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm about to smash my face into this concrete. This isn't good. I literally thought that. Boom! And I went. And here's the weirdest thing. Nobody stopped to see if I was okay.
Yeah, bystander effect, man. Everybody assumes somebody else is going to stop, and nobody stopped.
Nobody stopped.
Look at his black eye right there. I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A mean old black eye.
Well, and the funniest thing to me was that I thought for sure when he said he did it on a scooter, it was one of those... Like scooters, you know, but because those are hard to balance on. But Sam did it on one of the like the sit down bike. How did you do that again?
Well, because I was walking, and this black guy was just walking towards
Why
me.
Is he gonna be black?
Because this is the point of the story. Because when he saw me smack my face, he came up to me and goes, "Oh, you need napkins," and handed me napkins, and then just walked off. Like literally, nobody stopped to see if I was okay.
What is that? There's some movie where the guy like throws like clean yourself up, you know?
Yeah, that's it's basically, oh man, you might need these, and he hands me napkins, and then I went to
Did you use the stranger napkins?
Yeah, I was bleeding, and then I went to California Chicken. What's the chicken sandwich place up here?
California Chicken Cafe.
No.
Chick-fil-A.
Dave's
Chick-fil-A.
Hot Chick.
Chick-fil-A. Oh. Chick-fil-A.
Love Chick-fil-A.
By the way, is everything hot chicken now?
Oh, yeah. Dave's hot. They stole Dave's Hot Chicken idea.
Was
like
he
no
the originator?
What's Gabe's place? It's called, like, what, Raging Hot Chicken?
Yeah, but Gabe, I don't want to get into that. Then we're getting some weird shit. But I think Dave's
Turf
Hot
Wars.
Chicken was the number one, right?
Yeah, they were number one. They sponsored them. They used to rock
that
hard.
That dude is
There's
opening
Al's,
up, like...
Al's Hot Chicken, Frank's Hot Chicken. There's all kinds of shit.
He's opening up hot chickens everywhere.
They're bomb. They're delicious.
You always love that hot chicken, bro.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
one thing. Everyone's like, tell me a little about it. She, dude, loves hot chicken, bro.
Dude, they used to come
loves
in hot.
Fucking chicken,
Tuesday
bro.
Tuesday Comedy Chaos. They used to come in hot with that stuff.
Dude, I remember one time Steve Burr and I was working together, and he ordered a chicken sandwich. This was at the Dallas Improv. And he went away, and he left his chicken sandwich there. So I pulled my dick out, and I fucked his chicken sandwich.
Did you really?
Yeah, and then I watched him eat it.
And did you ever tell him? Or
yeah,
you just,
I told him later on in my
on his set,
my
your
naughty
set.
Show.
Oh, that's so
at
bad.
Playboy Radio. I just fucking hit it.
Did he have a problem with that?
Yeah, he got he laughed pissed.
Yeah, was he mad like forever, or did he get over?
No, I mean we're still friends.
Okay. See, you'd have to tell me like a month later for me not to be that upset. Like, I'm going to be upset, but if you tell me this day of, like, if you set that on your set, I'd have to punch you.
Like, if it's still in my stomach?
Yeah, if it's still in my stomach, we got to throw it down.
Well, what if I wait till you take a shit and it's out?
I just said it's a different story, but if it's still in my stomach, your dick still, part of your dick is in me.
It's in so funny, way. Dude. That was it's like, hey, why don't you it's suck my shitty. Dick, dude?
That's like an animal. You're
that's
like
a
an animal.
Fight thing, but then, like, chicks do it. Gay guys do it. It's like they love to do it. It's
you're
like this
animal.
Weird. What?
You're an animal. That's an animalistic, just like, I'm going to fuck. I'm going to dominate you. I'm going to fuck yours.
No, I thought
sandwich.
It was funny. I was bored. I was fucking bored. Okay. I was bored, Johnny.
So you fucked a chicken sandwich.
100%, dude.
Hey, guys. Mark Twain once said, there is nothing more overrated than sex and nothing more underrated than a good bowel movement. Hello Tushy could not agree more, and they've made it even better. The future of toileting has arrived. Okay, it's technically been around for centuries, but hideously expensive, costing thousands. Now the brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here to level the playing field. It's stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and affordable. Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just cleanse your butt with a precise stream of fresh water. It cleans itself before and after it's used with the Smart Spray automatic self-cleaning nozzle. It attaches to your existing toilet. It requires no electricity or additional plumbing and cuts toilet paper use by 80%. So the Hello Tushy bidet pays for itself in a few months. Because with Hello Tushy, you don't wipe at all. You just poop, spray, dry, and go. And sanitation is simple. The Schmutz Shield offers easy cleaning, and the knobs are naturally antimicrobial. Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. Already got a tush on your pot? Upgrade to the new 3.0 model. If you're new to the revolution, join the millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and have a clean butt with every flush. Go to HelloTushy.com/broken to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners. Go to HelloTushy.com/broken for 10% off. That's HelloTushy.com/broken for 10% off. Thanks, guys.
I always wanted to start a cooking show called The Quickie Chef, and like I cook, and then at the end I fuck the food, and that was it.
By fuck, you mean you nut on it? Or
no,
just
I like
kinda...
stick my dick in it.
That was like,
but that was a
well,
joke.
We did that on Punch Drunk, the dick donut episode.
Oh, the dick donut.
Yeah. Fight Nanny ate the
donut. Fight Nanny doesn't talk anymore. It really sucks. We have a sports podcast called Punch Drunk Sports, for you don't know, and we had another chick on it.
Another chick.
Like we had
a chick.
Yeah, I mean, I consider Ari a chick.
Oh, okay, fair.
Based on how much his assholes bleed, right?
He's a bleeder.
So we had someone called the Fight Nanny, and she actually met one of our friends and got knocked up, and now they had a kid. Now I hear they're doing great. Those guys from Boner City, you know,
Boner City,
Danish and O'Neill.
Is that what they call that?
That was their original podcast. Was called Boner City.
I didn't know that.
That's a great name for a podcast.
Yeah, it is. It's better than Cumtown.
Cumtown's a cool name, too.
I know, but it's just like it's a rip. I mean, they're almost very similar, right? Boner City, Cumtown.
Where would you rather be from?
Probably
if you had to be mayor of one of them, would you rather be mayor of Boner City
Boner
or
City.
Mayor of Cumtown?
Boner City.
Boner City.
Nah, dude, I'd much rather be busting nuts, dude.
Yeah, but Cumtown is a smaller outfit. Boner City
is a
city.
I'll run a smaller city. I'll be like a fucking sheriff of Cumtown. Hey, boy, watch yourself around here. Cumtown don't take that shit. You fuck with our Cumming, you're going to go to jail. Okay? Cumtown don't fuck around. And then Vice is like, if you want to save your relationship, get into cucking. I'm like, I only understand that if you're done fucking your chick.
Who writes that story?
Cuck?
Listen, Vice has gone to shit.
Yeah.
Right?
So
have we
sad.
Agreed?
It's so
Vice
sad.
Is rich white kids trying to convince everybody that poor white kids are the biggest problem.
Dude, remember how they started out? And now there are videos where they tour their offices in Brooklyn. And it is the most like vegan, fucking nerdy.
It's white kids.
I mean, it's
rich
just hipster.
White kids.
It's just infested
They're
with
just
hipsters.
lost.
It's infested with hipsters, man.
They live in the internet world. They don't live in the real world.
There's like a good 30% of those people will be pissed off if you don't use their pronoun, like in that office right now.
By the way, pronouns are white privilege.
There's something. They're privilege.
They're white
privilege.
Yeah. They really are white privilege. They really are. So, Johnny, I wanted to get into, I'm officially old. And I've realized this.
Does that start with an age or with a feeling?
Yeah.
No, with an age. Age and a little bit of feeling.
But what's the cutoff for that? Tell me.
What do you mean?
What's the age? What's the number?
When did you start feeling like, holy shit?
About 2 weeks ago.
So 47 and what, a quarter?
48 years old.
48 and a quarter? Okay.
Yeah, about. And the reason I feel that is because I've been doing cameos, and I'm like, these wrinkles. Where? What is this thing?
Twins. I mean,
I know, and I do think kids come and steal your life force. They are here to replace you. You have to move on.
It's like being president for 8 years. Is what you see parents before and after, especially women.
For sure.
It's like they were president.
Sure. Well, I heard Stern talk about this before, where Mother Nature does that to women. Their whole thing is like, okay, enough of you running around giving people boners. You got to take care of these people you brought into the world. Start the fucking decay, okay? But I am very much like, yeah, I'm aging. I can see it in the cameos where I'm like, I'm just tired. I mean, I look like I haven't slept. I feel like I look like when I was doing drugs. Like, I'd be up for 2 days and just
even when you have slept, you look like you haven't.
Dude, when you're old, and you guys will know this because you'll remember this, you know you're growing old is when you look tired and you think, if I just get a little nap in, I'll be fine. And you get a nap in and you still look fucking tired. It's never catching up. It's never catching up. And plus, because of the babies now, my normal life cycle has been changed. Meaning, I usually normally wake up at 10 o'clock. 10:30, I now have to get up at 7 o'clock.
Is it a coincidence that this sudden aging started after you got COVID? I wonder.
That's possible too, man. That's possible too. Maybe this thing is a slow killer, thriller.
Yeah, probably not, but it's an interesting timing. You're serious about this? Like, you feel like
it's the first time in life I'm like, oh, it's happening. The decaying is starting.
Okay. It's a great time to come together and support our local communities. It's a great time to be supporting the men and women making things in this country. And it's a great time to invest in clothing that is made to last. You can do all of those things at American-Giant.com. Buy clothing that matches your values. American Giant is ethical, sustainable, and local. They've built a unique and robust American supply chain with deep relationships to their factories, their workers, and the communities where they make their clothes. It's not the cheapest way to do things, but they believe it's the best way. They stay local, and they make the highest quality clothes on the market in facilities that are world leaders in environmental and human rights protections. No compromises. Buying American makes a difference. Did you know that most clothing travels thousands of miles during production? All of American Giant's products are made in the United States. That means less pollution, ethical working conditions and wages, and durable, high-quality products that are built to last. At Broken Simulation, we think that's important. We need more companies like American Giant right now, honestly. So check them out. It's American-Giant.com. You can get 15% off your first order using the promo code BROKEN at American-Giant.com. Again, that's 15% off when you use the code BROKEN at American-Giant.com. Hey guys, if you're one of the 34% of Americans who made a resolution to be less stressed this year, Headspace is here to help. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. I've had this app for years now. I love it. It's really simple. It started me out with baby steps. I had no experience with meditation when I started, very limited exposure. And now I do it regularly. It's super, super simple, super easy. It really guides you into it. It is guided meditation after all. It's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace can really help you feel better. Are you overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has a wind-down session that their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/broken. That's headspace.com/broken for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. Again, this is the best deal offered right now, and it's at headspace.com/broken. Go there today.
Where do you think is? I mean,
your hair's falling. You got good hair.
Yeah, you got a good set of hair.
I'm just talking here. Looks super tired.
But you know, could that be like a fitness thing? Once you can get active again,
I'm
and get
getting.
Back in the
I'm working out. I got a guy teaching me boxing. Guys, my technique is getting good.
How many times have you done that?
Like, I do it so twice far. A week.
Damn, you Krav Maga and boxing? Yeah, many,
no, yeah. Krav Maga shut down.
How
no.
many so far though have you done?
I'd say about 6 or 7.
6 or 7. Wow, you're in. Okay.
I love boxing. I can't lift weights.
Does he come to you or you go to him?
He comes to me.
Heavy bag? What do you got?
I went to this boxing place near my house. I got everything. Because I wanted it to actually be like I take Krav Maga and then I get some private lessons to help me get really good fast. Because all I want is a black belt in Krav Maga.
Do belts in Krav Maga?
What?
They do belts in Krav Maga?
Yeah. Here are my, you know, it's not technically a martial arts. Nope. It's technically a fighting system.
Okay.
So my goals, here are my,
I don't know what that means, but okay. I don't know the difference.
I don't know what it means either, but they say they're not a martial art. Well, there's no masters. That's what they say. I'm not your sensei.
So then who's giving out the belts?
The guy who owns the gym. I don't know. I love Krav Maga. You know you love something when you look up and time's over. You're like, oh, fuck.
What
so
degree
quick.
Are you now? What level
I'm
you
a got? White. I'm still white because it just literally shut down.
Okay.
You
will get back into that though, right?
Dude, as soon as it opens. Okay. I want, like, it's on my list. Here's what I want in my life right now. I would like to put out, I have dreams of us getting a bigger, better studio. This is a great studio, but an even better studio.
Need more space, yeah.
I want a black belt in Krav Maga. I want to be, at some point, be able to see the world. And I want my kids to grow up happy. That's it. That's what's left on the list of
things. Krav Maga's made that list. Huh?
Literally a black belt in the martial arts is the last of the things I've always wanted to do.
And do you feel like
all my friends got black belts?
You feel like you're on a clock with that too, because you're the physical decay. I mean, is that
yeah,
putting you on a clock?
Yeah, I mean, but I hope you go is like you have a black belt that is connected to like. Coordinates with your age, right? Like I can't get a black belt where I can beat up 20-year-olds.
I got you. Yeah.
Right?
It's like, well,
because like Joey Diaz was telling me that, or Joey Diaz or my friend Mike was telling me that, you know, this guy in Jersey, he has what they call like the silver rollers, where like people over 50 that they learn jujitsu together. You know? Yeah.
Unless you're like really good at jiu-jitsu, like because you do see those videos of those older guys, those old masters, like just you know using leverage and shit. And
yeah,
like
but those sports are
twisting
those,
up.
Yeah, but those things,
young guys.
You gotta
be
careful.
I think jiu-jitsu is a young man's game.
Yeah, even Eddie Bravo says I don't roll as often as I used to. It's just your back's all the damage. All yeah.
Right. Well, he's now. That guy's done more jiu-jitsu though than I mean he's like that's an extreme.
He's
level jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu Jesus.
Yeah, he is jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
And
Jesus.
And here's another thing. Probably anybody that's rolling with him is trying to beat him. Like,
yeah.
He can't
yeah,
just
yeah.
like chill and like, hey, let's roll.
It's like playing the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's true. Everyone's trying to make a name.
Yeah. I'm like, I tapped Eddie Bravo. Let me go brag about it.
Yeah.
That's huge up in their game.
So, you know, the reason I'm bringing up I'm old is because I got to be honest with you, dude. Like, all the shit, all my vices, like, I'm kind of over it. Right? Like, I used to just be runner and gunner. all this shit, sex, drugs, rock and roll. I really just want to sleep now.
And you don't see that changing?
I don't.
That's good, man.
Just because, you know, we talked about this on Punch Drunk, but I did it.
You think that's the kids?
Dude, having children is a giant psychological change. It is, for me, I don't know if it's for women, but for me as a man, it is a giant pressure release.
What do you mean a release?
Like he's
like you reproduce.
Yeah, he's reproducing. He's doing what his job was kind of here to do.
It's just
what
like,
he's brought here to do.
I did it. I did this thing that we're supposed to do. And like, I don't care. Like, I'm no longer like the cool guy. I don't care. I don't. Oh, the 22-year-old girl didn't look at me. I don't. I really don't care. It's like I just don't care.
Okay, so you got the physical decay, but you get all that. I mean, that sounds like a really good thing.
Oh, it's the best. Dude, it's the best. But I am, like, having to get up early, take care of the kids, and do all that stuff. And it is, like...
You're like American Psycho, like, putting spoons on your eyes to get the swelling down.
No, I'm like, dude, I'm going to let go. I know Brian Callen got his eyes done, and, you know, Whitney just looks like a porcelain doll, and...
Would you ever do that?
Never. Yeah, I've been thinking about that. The only thing I would like to do, but I would never do it, is just get my tits strained, because I'm tired of having tits.
Drained?
Like, just, you know that Cool Sculpt thing that they do, where they melt away the fat?
Isn't that crazy, dude, that they can do that?
Would do that. I just, one, I feel like it's cheating, and two...
They freeze your ass, I mean.
I'm nervous about getting any incision.
Well, you don't have to. The Cool Sculpting is just, they put this thing on you that's cold, bro. And it like...
It works.
It dissolves.
Here's some chicks losing weight.
I mean, it's limited. Like, it can't work wonders, but yeah, it's just limited. It's a really remarkable technology.
You think I could lose my tits?
I don't know if they put it on.
Oh, position. You're saying my tits are too big?
No, I don't know if they do it up here.
It looks more of a stomach thing.
In the stomach.
Yeah, it's more of a stomach thing.
Oh, then I gotta do some push-ups.
They sell those things on like Amazon. You can buy them for, I mean, I don't know if they're as effective as the ones.
I thought you had to go to a Cool Sculptor.
No, I mean, I've seen them on Amazon, but I don't know if they're as effective.
It's probably like teeth. So you can get teeth whitening online, but you don't get the good, like, professional.
I need to get
shit.
My teeth whitened, too.
Because this shit might...
That's my next thing.
Which, pro tip, if you... The teeth whitening shit online that you can get, you just leave it in longer, and it works just as well as the shit. Yeah, it says, like, leave it in 10 minutes.
I'm in.
This is not medical advice, but you can leave it in 30 minutes. That's what the dentist told me.
Yep. Just... No, there might be a little sensitivity.
You guys want to... We're at, like, 40 minutes. You want to go to the news?
Yes. Oh, real quick, Johnny.
Go on. Yeah. Go
what are our goals for 2021? Anyone got any goals?
Well, I mean, this is something I was going to tell you in private, but I'll go ahead and tell you now. You know, I wanted to thank you. I get a little emotional talking about this, but this is the first time in my life, I'll try to look at you while I say this, that I've been able to do something that I really enjoy and wanted to do and make money at it. And that, you know, it's meaningful to me because I've spent a lot of time, you know, grinding away at shit that just made me miserable, you know, for a paycheck. So I really appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I'm a kind God.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm going to go back with that because,
And that's, I want to pursue that, like keep pressing that leverage. So let's make it happen.
Well, I love that and I appreciate that. And it means a lot to me that both of you guys are enjoying that. As you guys know, we talked about that in Tim Full Hat that, you know, got to take care of the boys. And that is my goal. You know, I would love
to. Man, we have a lot of fun. You know, it seems like we're kind of grumpy with each other and shit, but today was a tough day. Yeah. But, you know,
Johnny,
all love each other.
You get my humor, which is like fun shit talking.
Yeah. I mean, that's you love shit talking. Yeah, yeah. You're like the king of shit talking.
It's not personal. And like firing back is funny. And that's kind of the whole thing, you know. And I enjoy, like, you know. I often get called a shill, which really makes me laugh. Because, like, people don't understand, like, there's a difference between taking a job because it has a check and getting paid to do something you love. Right?
Yeah.
Like, those are two totally different things. And just because you end up making money doing something that you love doesn't mean you're a sellout. I mean, the question is, what am I selling out to get?
Well, what no, is you the know what? Though, those people who say that, they think you're getting money from the damn CIA. I swear to God, this is what some of those people think. You're getting money from the CIA or the government or some guy that maybe you, that works for them and you don't know it. And he's coming in saying, hey, could you mention this and not this? That's really what they think, dude.
What some people think is because I won't just say everything's about Jewish people because I don't believe it. Yeah. That's why I don't
but
say it.
But people think that you've been influenced by some kind of like grand Zionist conspiracy to not say it.
Yeah, and like I tell people why I don't believe it, and they still don't want to believe it.
You got this giant circumcised gun to your head.
It just fucking makes no sense to me, dude. And it's like, listen, dude, and I understand this feeling. There are people out there who try to do this thing, and they can't get the following that they think they deserve. And I totally understand that feeling. I have been there before. I'm an OG on fucking Death Squad. And everybody else was getting, this was way back in the day, 100,000, 150,000 followers, listeners, way back in the day. And I couldn't get more than 10,000 to save my life. And I get the feeling, dude. And it's very interesting that people have said I do. And I people that love me have said this to me. Oh, you used to do conspiracies to make money and all that shit. Well, I'm 48. I shouldn't do anything to make money. But I've never gotten into anything saying I want to make money doing it. I get into it because I enjoy talking about it. That's why I did. And I, you know.
That and people assume it's your first show.
Yeah.
How many shows have you done? Not every show hits. Like, E-Zone's had, back to We Don't Smoke the Same, he's had other guests without me before. It's been that. You change shit around. If your shit's not working, change something. Get
Mix
a new co-host. Change the name.
Mix
the name
up.
Doesn't work. If it's episode 200, you're not making, change the name. Start a new one. It's just, you can't
just don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up, but listen,
hey, what is he doing that I could try to do? There's nothing wrong with gleaning it. But what are your goals for this year?
Back to what Johnny said. I'm very thankful for
thank you for
being able to like just do something that I love, even though we still do other little shit on the side. But dude, this is the main thing. This is to me.
I'm trying to get it going. Dude.
I got fired from my old job for this because I didn't give a fuck. I was like, dude, I'm not missing a fucking episode with Luke thing, and it had nothing. I did it because it was time for it to happen anyways. It was at that point where they knew I didn't give a fuck too.
Yeah,
they
knew.
Yeah, and I had told them like what I never told you this. One time I was at the restaurant. Some guy asked me for ranch, and he's like, Are you XG from the podcast? And I was like, I got to quit. Can't be handing out ranch while this fucker knows who I am. And I went and bragged to all my coworkers. I was like,
I've done that, dude. I've been there, man. I used to valet at this fucking hotel. I'd say the name, but then I'm just going to open up a can of fucking chaos. But I would valet park there in the morning. And I would do stand-up at night. And I would be doing stand-up at the world-famous comedy store in the main room. And then I would get a call. Hey, dude, you got to go you got bellhop room 231. So I go up there and I knock on the door. They enter the door. They're like, holy shit, it's you, dude.
The best.
It's a crazy feeling. It's a crazy feeling, you know.
That and honestly, I want everyone to stop fucking with us. Let us go back on YouTube. Yeah. Let us go back on Instagram.
I don't think this is ever going
to
happen.
Yeah, obviously, hopefully everything's go back to normal. We can go back on the road, have some fun.
Yeah, I think the goals are to figure out a way to get, you know, I mean, like, by not being on YouTube, Tinfoil Hat took a huge hit.
We had already taken a hit when they demonetized us.
Yeah, so. I mean, but it's like, dude, you're losing anywhere from 60 to 100,000 views. That's gone. That's a huge amount of reach gone. And we're going to get back. We're going to put clips up to that. But, you know, I want to, you know, like we kind of fix it. Now we're on a schedule of podcasting, which for me is important because, you know, people love Broken Simulation. We got to make sure we have a time to do it all, you know, set. And this is kind of what we're working on now. My goals are to get great at axe throwing this year. I want to learn how to throw axe.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I want to. When shit opens up, we're starting an axe throwing team.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Have you ever seen those videos of people almost dying?
Hey, dude. Welcome, dude. Okay. This welcome. Is what we're going to play.
I feel like I would be good at axe throwing.
Dude, again, what if that's what you're great at and you're just pinpoint accurate because you're fucking from the farm, bro?
Sam's got the perfect backyard.
Dude, listen, dude. I mean, it's such a new sport. I could go to the Olympics in it.
It could also be, this could be something they show at our memorial for one of us, how we die, you know, that, you know, he had a passion for axe throwing.
Or this could be on some Spike TV, like, dude, they called their own death, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But axe throwing, Krav Maga, and that's it, man. I mean, like, I'm really happy, and I honestly can't wait to get on the road. And Johnny, you got to start doing some of these shows locally. I don't want to take you on the road because you don't want to go and you'll cry.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, I would love to.
I'd love that too.
I'm really intimidated by LA, man. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, but that's why you do a tinfoil hat where you're a celebrity. You walk right up and they're like, holy shit, it's Johnny Nice. Yeah. Whoa, dude. What's up with the robo boot? Are you fucking arrested by the cops and that's how you're hiding your court monitor fucking thing?
This is from ABC 13, Channel 13, wherever the hell that is. Tiger King had a limousine waiting for him outside of Texas prison, but Trump didn't pardon him. Isn't that funny?
Say that again.
A limousine stood by all day outside of Texas federal prison Tuesday in hopes that the man known as Joe Exotic would be pardoned by President Donald Trump. But as we know now, that pardoning or commutation did not come. So that
what is he exactly in for? Murder?
Yeah, he's for hiring someone to murder Carol Basson.
Now, did Trump or any president
and animal cruelty
ever pardon a murder like a person? Like, I know these elites have done wars and shit like that, but full on murderers? What? Oh, Johnny, can I tell one more story? I forgot to say.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay. First of all,
but here's the answer: no president has ever pardoned a convicted murderer.
Yeah, I think that's like people draw the lines of that. First of all, guys, can I ask you something about if your friend goes, my girl's on OnlyFans, he's basically telling you to go and beat off to his girlfriend. Is that kind of it?
Damn.
Takes a lot of willpower not to do that.
Yeah, it's like, hey, dude, my girl's on fucking OnlyFans. I'm like, does it get weird? He's like, yeah.
Anytime there's a person, a woman that you know, and she's attractive, and you know that you can see her nudes, you're going to see her nudes. Like, and now the next logical step is jerking off.
Right?
Or, I mean, what usually happens, and so all of us don't pay for it. We all pitch in on it. Be like, yo, so-and-so has OnlyFans.
It's like you're
fans.
Buying the pay-per-view.
We're all pitching in on $5?
Yeah.
Guys, just, if you ever need $5 to jerk off to your friend's girlfriend, I will give you the $5.
No, I'm not saying that, but I always, like, once I pay for it, I'm like, yo, well, I screenshot this shit. I was like, here you go. Here's the $5 you don't want to pay for.
Yeah.
Because they will know some chick.
How about that? How about I should just be able to beat off in front of your girlfriend for $5 once a month?
That's, I mean, it's the equivalent.
That's cuckolding.
What's wrong
that's a cuck
with that?
That's a cuckold.
That's interesting. Digital cuckolding.
You know that's a thing. On Zoom now with the pandemic, for sure.
Why?
You send your girl over to some guy's house you and then you boning? Have to watch on Zoom and drink
up. So why you stay there while your girl goes over there?
And what's she exposure.
Do? Hey, dude, fuck my girlfriend. Then she has quarantine for 7 days?
Yeah, she has quarantine. Yeah, she comes back in quarantine for 7 days. Yeah. Yeah,
we live in such bizarre. The real question is
STD quarantine
all these
too.
Girls who are doing OnlyFans. Like, how many girls do you think got on OnlyFans, right? And then we're like, oh, I'll just like take some racy pictures, get some money. Got a little money, but not as much as they wanted. So they did a racier picture, got more money, and then they're just like, fuck it, gah, gah, gah.
Oh yeah.
And now the money's raining in, but now the industry's back. What do they do?
I gotta start.
Can
stripping.
You go out for a role on TBS if you've been taking black dicks in your beehole on OnlyFans?
I don't know about that, dude. That's so funny.
You don't think so?
No.
I want to ask questions. I got questions to ask. So the question is, yeah, I do get to beat off.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
Just
man.
Know if he, that, I mean, guys.
If
you tell me your girlfriend has an OnlyFans, I will be going hard in the paint on my dick. With gun oil. Can we get gun oil as a sponsor?
We should try as much as you talk about it.
Who should I talk to? I should talk to somebody. Maybe I'll talk to the Austin guy, see if they'll get gun oil.
Do it.
Okay, real quick question.
If you're allowed to.
Here's a quick question. Who had who's pissed off their fan base more with how they ended the story? Donald Trump.
That was a great tweet.
Creators of Game of Thrones or an added Seinfeld.
It's got to be Donald Trump.
Or I'll even throw in the mob TV show.
Sopranos?
Sopranos.
Yeah, I think Sopranos is kind of a mix because some people like that.
I like the ending to Game of Thrones.
You like the end of Game of Thrones? What'd you like?
I like that the guy that started the whole fucking movement is the one who becomes a king. He's the one that catches the the brother and sister fucking in the, cage, and then they push him off. And
spoiler
then
alert for you assholes 3 years later who haven't watched it. What is the rule on spoiler alerts? I think it should be a month at the moment.
Yeah.
Right? Anything past that, go fuck yourself.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Am I swearing a lot on this show today? I feel like I'm going hard.
Nobody cares. Yeah.
So you liked it.
I like the Game of Thrones.
But you liked how the mean queen bitch...
No, they rushed it. That's the only reason it's bad. If they had spread that out over like
Well, because they'd
two
already
seasons.
Gone to another movie. They moved on to Star Wars, which they ended up losing.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, they should have kept that going. It was so much fire under it.
Well, also, they were going to do that show Confederate, remember? Then they just got hounded.
That
would have
been
that.
Great. They couldn't.
Yeah,
it would have
been interesting.
Imagine now.
You think it would be great if they did a movie that where like the Confederacy runs?
I think it would have been amazing. Yeah, alternate history sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh my god!
You don't think it would have been interesting to see?
No, dude. It would just be another give more fuel to the social justice warrior fire.
Well, if they did it,
but we're talking about interesting. We're talking about entertainment.
I'm thinking it would be like The Man in the High Castle, which is this story about what if the Nazis and the Japanese won World War II, and they take it very seriously, like what it would be like. And it's really interesting. Well, it's a science fiction show because there's like a parallel universe. And in this parallel universe, they won.
Was Trump a Rothschild in that one? Was Trump?
Yeah, I'm not
was
sure.
Was Hitler a Rothschild?
I'm not sure about that. But
okay, because that'd be factual. Anyways.
Man in the High Castle.
So let's power rank it. Worst endings. Trump.
Trump's won.
You have it as one.
Yeah, of course.
Come on, dude. He
It's real life.
Can I do two tying for first?
Go on.
I would have to go Game of Thrones and Trump.
Okay.
I mean, like, dude, when that mean queen bitch just gets a rock falling on her, we didn't get to see, like, somebody choking the life out of her after all the shit she did on all those seasons. If you would have just gave me that, like the redheaded princess just, like, shoving a fucking sword into her fucking eyeballs or something like that.
See, I'm okay with it because I kind of got what I wanted. I wanted Jon Snow to make it to the end and not die. And
so you were one of the people who was like really let down by the ending where it's like okay, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
No, I wasn't let down by the ending. I thought I kind of liked the ending.
Okay.
I just thought it was rushed. It was way too rushed. But
all right, here's a video on Twitter I saw. It is the Westboro Baptist Church, okay, protesting comic ping pong. Who's the more evil fuck in that conversation?
Wait, what now?
Westboro Baptist Church, okay, it's protesting Comet Ping Pong. Who is the bigger asshole that fight?
They're all going to end up in the same place.
I hate to say it because I hate the Westboro Baptist Church, but I would be on their side in this whole thing.
Yeah, Comet Ping Pong is bad. They got a whole basement.
Yeah, they do have a basement.
They got the basement.
So that's a great point. That was a great point. Final thing, dude. Johnny, I went on a walk recently.
Oh, we're still on.
Xavier, I went on a walk recently.
I saw you will go on a walk earlier today, too.
Hold on. No, not wrong one. Oh. Massive applause for Sam going on a walk. Woo-hoo. Congratulations, dude. You're finally doing it. 2021 is your year.
Oh, Johnny.
He's boxing. He's going on walks.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I've learned two things on this walk. One is that if dog shit was Bitcoin, Hollywood, I'd be knee deep in crypto. Let me start that again. Okay, here's what I learned. John, can you edit that?
Now
you're gonna leave it in.
I'll try
you're gonna
to
leave it in.
No, I'll write down to remember it, but it'll be in the Patreon because that's the whole idea of the Patreon.
Johnny, what I learned in Hollywood, if dog shit was Bitcoin, I'd be knee deep in crypto. Okay? And the second thing I learned is homeless guys universally have giant dicks.
Interesting.
They just have big dicks, and they're always out.
Where are you walking? Where are you looking at big
Hollywood
dicks?
And Highland.
And why are you noticing their dicks?
Are you scoping them out?
I don't know. A guy's got his pants around. One dude was pooping and jerking, looking me in the eye. And he got angry at me.
Angry at
you. Looking. And I go, why? I go, why are you shitting there? And he goes, your dog just shit there. I go, okay.
I forgot to say, by the way, I ordered a... Speaking of, we have a lot of homeless people that steal packages around where I live. Somebody stole my damn walking boot that I ordered from Amazon that I needed to walk. Like, that's how bad the economy is. Somebody stole my walking, my crippled ass walking boot.
Did they have a mask on?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the footage from my landlord.
Johnny, you have one of those CIA
rings
things outside your door?
No, my landlord does has one on their gate, like the gate.
Have you learned anything?
It's not mine. It's the landlord's.
Yeah, so that's what I learned. Homeless dudes have big dicks. God giveth, God taketh.
Yeah, yeah. Would you take a big dick to be homeless for a month or for a year?
Month.
A year.
Here's the thing,
a year of homelessness.
Here's the thing
for an
about
inch.
Homelessness. It's a shitty life.
Ages.
It's a struggle. You know, you're always getting robbed, but there's a lot of drugs, and you got a big dick. So it is.
My doctor told me that it's the sun that ages as homeless people. It's because they're out in the sun all the time. Like it's like devastating to their health. They're being in the sun all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like sun's good to a point.
Yeah, but all the time is not good.
Yeah, and like you try to tell them to get out of the sun, and they're just like, "What?" And then I just buy them a donut.
Vitamin D.
Johnny, do the stories.
Okay.
Maybe that's why they never get fucking COVID, because they're getting all that vitamin D.
Yeah,
they got a big dick and the fucking sun.
Yeah, they got a big dick.
Now, this kind of goes along with my sprained ankle. This is stories from The Independent. A hiker claims he was guided back to the right path after he sprained his ankle and got lost in the Alps. The Hungarian man said he became disoriented and found his intended route blocked while walking in the mountains near Gimmelwald, Switzerland. Fortunately, he encountered a friendly local cat who guided him back to safety. How cool is that?
Yeah, well, Johnny, you know, I've talked about this on another podcast, Brian Callen's podcast. You know, we have guardian angels, and I just wanted to apologize to all of them for putting them through some weird shit, man. It got a little fucking weird out there, and they probably watched like, fuck, dude, really? Oh, God, really?
I didn't think about
gun
that.
Oil? Gun oil? Fuck.
Yeah, so, dude. Your guardian angel judges the fuck out of you.
No, they don't, but they got to sit there while you're fucking... doing your weird shit.
That is, I've always thought about that. Like, when people say, oh, your grandfather is watching over you, whatever. It's like, always? Like,
always?
Sure he's watching over me?
Always.
Like, right now?
Yeah. Have some friends in our life who are train wrecks. Do you think you can get a train wreck guardian angel?
That's a great setup for, a comedy movie, though. Like, you know, where you get,
they lose everybody, and they're like, fuck. Yeah.
You get, the overweight guardian angel.
How about this? Here's the movie. Hitler comes back, okay, as a human being, and he gets the worst guardian angel ever who has one more strike, and then he's fired from guardian angel. And this guy does whatever he can to protect Hitler in his new job as a kindergarten teacher.
I'd watch it.
There'd be a lot of work for that fucking guardian angel.
Hey, Sam, I know you believe in dinosaurs.
Yes.
And this story's from Live Science. Here's the headline. First preserved dinosaur butthole is perfect and unique, paleontologist says. The first dinosaur butthole ever discovered is shedding light where the sun don't shine. Yeah. The discovery reveals how dinosaurs used this multi-purpose opening, scientifically known as a cloacal vent, for pooping, peeing, breeding, and egg laying. So we complain about the sewer being a little too close to the pool and our human women. Well, they got one hole, the dinosaurs did, according to the scientists. They shit, pee, breed, and egg lay out of a single universal hole.
So that's kind of like trans chicks, right?
I was about to ask, where in the LGBT, where do they land on there?
Oh, yeah.
Where does one hole end?
So dinosaurs were trans.
That's so funny. The dinosaur's derriere was so well preserved, researchers could see the remnants of two small bulges by its back door, which might have housed musky scent glands and the reptile possibly used during courtship. Oh God!
They could
anatomical quirks seen in living crocodilians and scientists. said scientists who studied the specimen. So
you know what's so hilarious, dude, is that the you know, back in the day, like, everyone would do Polish jokes.
Yeah, Polacks, they called them. Yeah.
Polish would be like, oh, dude, that's not really us, but I guess, okay. Like, they totally missed out. And have I ever talked about this on this show, John? I'm just going to say it anyway.
Go on.
Like, the Polish totally missed out on the political correct movement, right? Because there would be Polish entertainment television, the Polish awards, you know, just like this whole thing where Polacks would just fucking get their own thing because all the prejudice they got, right? But Gene Simmons once did a funny joke. He goes, How do you know God is Polish? And so I was like, how? Because he put the kitchen right next to the shitter.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Yeah, yeah, about the pool next to the sewage.
Yeah, when it came to women, I fucked that joke up. But the point is, yeah, Johnny, you know my theory on fucking dinosaurs. I don't give a fuck. I hate scientists. How much money are we working on these dinosaurs? It means nothing. Nothing
digging
you say
up
about
their
dinosaurs.
Perfectly preserved buttholes, and yeah.
Well,
I mean,
Johnny, you know, I mean, that's probably the part of the story that I believe in is that each one of us has a very unique asshole. You know, based on my years of watching pornography, I can look at a woman and based on her skin tone and the amount of hope in her eyes, I can tell you what hue her asshole is, okay? I can totally tell. I'm very accurate, by the way. And you know my theory that, dude, all this old occult shit, it's all about the beehole, and because your butthole is the window to your soul. Soul, butthole. It fucking all works. Asshole. There it is. Asshole.
That's
asshole.
You watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
They do this play, and Danny DeVito's character is like, you gotta pay the troll toll if you want to get into this boy's soul. And it sounds like he's saying it's boy's hole, you know, and it's... If anybody who knows
asshole,
Always
Soul. Yeah. Soul, that's where you, dude, you look, you can look at someone's butthole and just see their soul.
You gotta name it something like a pink dar,
or
skin dar. Like, would it's like a gay dar,
there
but
are
you
girls who have very pink buttholes. Go on, Johnny. Next story.
This is from News 18. Dogs and humans have a special connection. After all, they are called man's best friends.
Okay, can I read this real quick from Tino?
Yeah,
then you start that again.
Tino Sanchez.
Tino sent me something.
$250.
We Chinese, we play joke, we help Biden steal your vote. That's pretty cool.
I ask him...
when he's going to pay up.
Is his Chinese ass going to pay...
Call him. Dude, he might kick you if you keep asking for his money like you kicked
I haven't asked
time.
Him once, so I haven't talked to all him. All right. So.
See how he takes it.
I don't have his contact information.
I'll give it to you.
Hey, Tino, you're on Broken Simulation.
You lost it. Yeah.
You're on Broken Sim. Oh, there's Roger. You're on Broken Sim real quick. Johnny has a question for you.
Hey, Tino. I'm just curious. Now, is the what's the next step in the plan? Is there a plan, or should we still keep faith? Or are you going to pay up? That's really the three options. He can't hear. He can't hear. That the mic doesn't make sound, Sam.
Yeah, he can hear it. You can hear?
Yeah.
Can you hear?
No, but he can't. Can he hear me? I don't know if he can hear me.
Yeah, he can hear you.
I can hear you on the phone.
I know, but I'm not being very loud. Like,
did you hear Johnny say, what's the plan? Are we still waiting for Q to come save the day? What's the plan?
Are we paying him in Bitcoin?
Yeah, I take Bitcoin, sure.
Johnny will take Bitcoin.
Is that how you're paying him, Sam?
No, I paid him in cash. I had to pay fucking my friend Mark's fucking money, too. I had $450 in the hole.
Okay, so here's the question. if the plan does go like Mark's, they're saying...
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'll pay you back. If Trump ever becomes president again during Biden's 4 years, I'll pay you back.
Will you double it?
Oh.
No, I'm not going to double it.
No, Johnny,
okay,
I'm afraid.
Okay, but wait up. But if in March it doesn't happen, he's got to get him another $250 then.
Yeah, I'll go double or nothing with you if you want. And then in March, you pay me $500.
Trump is the president for next 4 years. So, I'll just PayPal you. But if it reverses.
Well, hey, I'll go. Hey, Tina, you want to go double or nothing? I'll give you till March.
Oh.
He's thinking. I'll give you double or nothing if you want to wait until March.
Double or nothing if you want to wait till March. No!
Sam's out.
I'll pay you, but...
Tino, do you really quick want to make a statement on that? Apparently, your feelings were a little hurt because you think everyone remembers you as the guy who kicks elderly people, and you want them to know
what
that,
the hell
that you're a little bit, you're more than that. So, real quick, tell the broken really what you think.
No, all I said was, I can't wait till I'm known for my punches and not my kick.
One more time.
I can't wait till I'm known for my punches and not my kick.
Well, that's great. What he means by punches is his punchlines.
His punchlines.
Oh, got it.
He's still learning to write. You're doing well, dude. Super.
I don't know the kick story. What's the kick thing?
You've never seen his kick?
Oh, you've never seen
it?
Oh,
that's why.
What should we tell him to look up real quick?
Heckler gets kicked.
Look up Heckler's got
kicked. He's the person who did that.
Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah, I know you're talking about. Okay.
You know, he's a little bit of a local celebrity, everybody.
Well, you know, here's the thing. There's people that get hit, and there's people who don't, and I don't.
Does what? That guy have a tinfoil hat on?
Hey, did the guy have a tinfoil hat on?
Yes, that fuck.
Oh, so you kicked one of my listeners.
You kicked our homie. Let him go. Oh, my God.
You're dead to me.
You kicked a swarm member?
Johnny, next story. Do the story you were about to do before I added quality content.
A man spent upwards of 300 pounds to get his seemingly injured dog checked out. As it turned out, the dog wasn't injured at all, but was pretending to limp in sympathy for the owner who had a fractured leg.
Aww, dogs. Dogs, really, dude, I know I talked about this before, but Roger, I love him. I actually am getting him trained right now so he didn't spend the night with me, and I actually missed him.
That's sweet.
That's cute.
What was that?
It was the video of this guy with his limping-ass dog. Look.
Oh, dude. Oh, go back to her. Go back to her.
Can you pull that up?
Go back to her.
I don't. It's going into his computer. This is not getting in the feed right now.
Go back to the reporter, please.
I'm trying. Oh, okay.
Go back to the reporter, please. Yeah, right there. Just click on her. She has a pink butthole, okay?
Nobody can see this, though. Can you just give it a second?
Yeah. So basically, this looks like the most blonde Dallas stripper you'll ever see, okay? And I was going to say Australia, and she's from Australia.
Won't be that one, actually.
Right?
I'll probably cut this part out of it.
Which
Why?
One is this, one?
This is. No.
I'm talking about her.
I know, but nobody can see this, is what I'm saying, and I'm trying to get it in the feed. Actually, it'll probably be.
Which one you want?
It's on YouTube, so if you can go to YouTube and search Limping Dog Copies Injured Owner, something like that.
Limping dog copies injured owner. Da 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 da. Karate fucking chop.
The first one, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Want noise or no noise?
Yeah, we got a fucking advertising.
You want noise or no noise?
I don't. Yeah, no sound. So let's play it again. Isn't this cute, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, look. No, dude, go back to her. I like looking at her, thinking about her pink bunny butthole.
Look and there's that, the girl dude. That he thinks has a pink ball.
Yeah, look at her. Yeah, that's her, dude. She poops rainbows. How happy she is.
Only once a day, too.
She's Australian.
Too. Yeah.
She keeps it clean.
Oh, dude, that thing, look at her hope. Look at it in her eyes. She has hope.
Bobby Brown in an effort to mimic his owner's movements. Mr. Jones.
I got music. I don't
know. Oh, that's so nice. Dogs, we are not worthy. That's why when people hurt dogs, you know, they passed some legislation that, like, dog fighters have to do a lot of time. And if I hear another motherfucker tell me about cultural bullshit, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dude, it's cultural. Yeah, so isn't racism. Go fuck yourself. You're like, dude, dogs are meant to be our friends.
Yeah,
fuck you with your cultural bullshit. Okay? Fuck you.
I'm with you on that, dude.
Yep, I'm Mexican, and I mean, the roosters are cool, but not the bulls.
Roosters, I feel bad for any animal forced to fight, dude. I'm sorry, I just am. Any more?
Yeah. Hold on. While we're on the theme of animals, do you think this is worthwhile? Headline, this is from People. Colorado chicken's owner spends $10,000 on life-saving heart surgery for her bird soulmate, quote. That's the quote.
How much again?
She spent $10,000 on heart surgery for a chicken.
Damn.
There it is, Sam.
The question is, how much money does she have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question.
$10,000 is only a big deal.
I have a name here. Salida Nothnagel takes her pet chicken with her to run errands. Brings the and they shit everywhere, chicken. So she's got shit all over her car. This one, bringing the bird into places like Home Depot or Joanne Fabric, whatever that is. The 2-year-old blue Moran chicken regularly dresses up for the outings. Poor fucking bird. Bird was probably trying to get out of its misery, and this woman brought it back from death. Often sporting a heavy covered dress and matching diaper. Oh, she puts a diaper on it, dude. Nothnagel, 37, bought Blue at a feed store for $12, but she doesn't treat the chicken like some people treat a farm bird. Let's see. She's awesome. She says she really enjoys being held. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, God.
Here's what I'm going to say, dude. Here's what I'm going to say, man. I feel that this woman most likely works very hard.
Doesn't get laid.
She's a hard worker. And this chicken brings her happiness. So the question is, how much money is happiness worth?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
How much money is happiness worth? Right? I mean, she probably needs some good dick down.
Yeah, do you think if she had been getting regular dick that she would have let this chicken slip away?
Yeah, it'd probably be dinner, but that's fine. But I also think it's okay, man. I mean, like, I don't know why. I can understand why people, like, there's people out there hurting. But you never know when you make a connection with something.
Yeah, she says it's family.
And what is more important? You know? I mean, like, this chicken brings this lady happiness.
See, you know how some people make fun of you for loving your dog? Yeah. It's like how we're making fun of her for loving her dog.
I'm not making fun of her.
Well, we're not, but like we kind of like we're talking about it. Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
Yeah, because that's how I felt before I had a dog.
Oh, you have a dog? When did you get a dog?
Oh, I don't have a dog anymore. You know, the ex-lady kept that shit. Oh, you know how it is. You know,
the worst, right? Breaking up.
It's like children.
Yeah. You give up the puppy. That sucks.
So before I had him, I always thought I was like, man, it's just a fucking dog. No, it's different. When you have a dog, it's your homie. It's your right-hand man.
When people who have dogs still, like, are okay with killing animals. I get it. I'm going to get killed with hunting. Johnny's a serial killer. I get it, bud.
Yeah, I'm not a hunter, though.
No, but you live on a farm, Johnny. It's worse.
But, I mean,
Next up.
This, I want to make a joke about this, but I think the Fox Business, which is who reported this, has done the jokes already here. You know Gwyneth Paltrow has that candle. Well, here's the lead. This Gwyneth Paltrow candle didn't pass the smell test, according to a report. A quote, "This smells like my vagina candle that the actress peddles on Goop," exploded into flames in the living room of a UK woman who won the odoriferous product in a quiz, The Sun reported. This is Jodie Thompson, 50. She told the outlet, "The candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch. There was an inferno in the room that smelled like Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy." I added that.
By the way, most likely she fucked Weinstein for that role, because everyone's like, how the fuck she get that role? And everyone knows Weinstein's going, so just know you're burning fucking... But fucking Weinstein's mangina when you fucking burn that shit.
Six News. The Albany County Sheriff's Office say they have arrested two people after they returned their rental car and then realized, oh, we left something behind, our drugs. So they went back for their drugs that they left in a rental car and got busted.
Oh.
140 glass-iron envelopes containing heroin, 35 grams of MDMA, 62 counterfeit oxycodone pills.
How do you leave those?
10
How do you Suboxone leave those?
Strips, marijuana, and over $5,600.
So you don't leave it, but you do have to go get it back. Or you have to try to get it
back. No, you just go, fuck, let's run.
That too. I wouldn't think that the fucking rental place would like kind of narc me out. I would just assume, like, yo, you want this back? You're going to have to give me some cash for this.
That is a lot. That's a drug dealer. And my dad have, this is something we've kind of agreed on that I'm surprised he agrees with because he's
Let's
a really moral guy.
Let's have a new segment
guy.
Called What Does Johnny well, no, I Believe know what With
you
His Dad?
I want to know what you guys think about this. If I was a cop and I came into, like, I was the first guy on the scene in a drug mansion, you know, nobody's there, and I just see $1 million in a briefcase, a few mil. There's no way in hell I'm not pocketing some of that money. Mm-hmm. No question. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's not technically blood money because it's not like you're going to support them. You're taking it from them.
Do you know what
Who
they call that?
Who cares if it ends up in evidence? You tell me
paying
what
a tax.
Yeah. What would you do? You take some, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you would. What about you, actually?
Dude, there's a fine line between cop and criminal. Yeah. And it happened to a buddy of mine.
And that's
I'm not
going to
say who he
me.
Is. Happened many years ago. But he got pinched for about $15,000. And they're like, dude, you could do this or we could do this.
That's what they do.
And he's like, am I paying a tax right now? He's like, they're like, no, you're not. And he's like, keep the money. I'm out.
This is from also from Insider headline. Police say Oregon man who stole a car with a child in the backseat came back and lectured the mom about parenting.
Say that again.
A carjacker in Beaverton, Oregon, took a car with a child in the back. And he came back, returned the child, and lectured the mother about her shitty parenting for leaving the kid in the car.
I mean, like...
And then he drove off with the car.
Did he get arrested?
Eventually.
I'm not sure. Oregon police are looking for a man who, they say, stole a car with a child
that
in the backseat.
The funniest thing
only
I've
to
ever
return
heard.
The four-year-old and reprimand the mom about that her parenting. Isn't that hilarious?
That's the best.
That's
that
like something out of a movie.
Funniest thing.
Like ever. If you wrote that into a movie, they'd be like, "Eh, little on the nose there."
That is the funniest thing, dude. You know, hey, dude, if you hurt children, you go to jail. Oh, what do? You get the shit kicked out of you. Even criminals feel for children.
Remember that Tom Hanks movie, The Terminal, where he lived in that terminal for like a year? Well, we have the real life version of that. A California man lived inside O'Hare in Chicago. In the security zone for 3 months because he was afraid to fly during COVID, prosecutors say.
I mean, that might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Did he shower anywhere?
I have no idea. I mean, he must have.
Yeah.
A California man who was afraid to fly during COVID-19 lived inside the secure area of an O'Hare International Airport terminal for nearly 3 months before being caught on Saturday, prosecutors said. The man was found to have an airport worker's misplaced credentials and survived largely from other passengers giving him food. All this security there we're supposed to have in these airports that they're probing us up the ass for.
Security
and they
is
let
an
a
illusion.
Guy live for 3 months.
It's an illusion.
Isn't that crazy?
It's an illusion.
Okay, last couple here.
Johnny, you got 7 minutes.
Okay, yeah, we're good with that.
I'm out.
Do you want to see a parrot singing Led Zeppelin?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hopefully, let me.
A what?
Isn't that amazing? I can't believe that's real. Go, stop. Isn't that crazy?
Dude, do you think this guy has a wife or a girlfriend?
No.
I mean, imagine
he has a parrot. That's what he has.
Oh, but then we're okay with the lady having a chicken? But we're making fun of the guy having the parrot.
Well, he didn't spend
$10,000. He should go meet the parrot, the chicken lady.
Oh, they're fucking.
And they should live together.
Oh, they're fucking.
Yeah, they'd be a good. They'd be
oh,
a good
they're
couple.
Fucking.
You should be playing matchmaker with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, we should do that. Who's the perfect person for this? Dude, chicken lady, meet parrot guy. Bone.
So, you know those miners are trapped in China in this mine?
Oh, my God. Miners?
Yeah, trapped miners. Yeah, in China. And what would be, if you got trapped in a mine for a while, what do you think you might ask for? What do you think you might relay to the surface? Like, hey,
gun
man.
Oil?
Yeah, gun oil? Okay. Well, they... You know what they want down in the hole down there?
Huh. Yeah.
They really wanted some pork sausages. That's what they were asking for. They sent out for medicine and pork sausages. That's what they wanted to get sent down in the hole.
How often do they get people out of those holes?
They come out.
Well, the ones we hear about, they usually get out, it seems like. I feel like. The miners have been able to communicate via a telephone line. Researchers had initially lowered rations on a cable and received back a note saying, "Don't stop trying to reach us." 11 other miners remain missing in the gold mine. Their fate is unclear. The 22 men were trapped at the Hushan mine near Yantai in eastern Shandong. I don't know why we need to know that. Probably.
Yeah, one dude came up.
10th of January. They've been missing for 10 days.
And he no longer was a dude. He was a chick. They're like, 22 guys went down, 21, and one chick suddenly came up out of nowhere.
22 guys went down, and then one guy went down on all of them. Yeah. Because you know, there's at least
like,
jerking off.
Jimmy,
now.
Your worst fears have come true.
You made the mistake of looking
being
a little,
the weak
not
one.
Being able to grow a beard down here. This is a story from a website called The New Arab. Egypt's top religious authority has been forced to intervene in a case that saw a woman at a party eating genitalia-shaped desserts, and it led to an arrest of the pastry chef who made them.
Where?
What? Where?
This is in Egypt. Dar al Iftah, which issues religious fatwas or edicts, published a statement forbidding the circulation of images that showed a group of women eating the sweets.
I mean,
that shows where they are in Egypt.
Yeah,
we're talking about free speech over here with these Twitter and shit like that, which to me is an issue, a big issue. But this is like.
But then here we have the opposite thing where everybody's shoving bats in their asses for $10 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I would prefer our side because I think you should be able to do whatever you want if there's a market. But it's just like, here's the problem, dude. That picture is of poor people. If that was rich fucking chicks doing it, nothing would have happened. And that's the problem with everything. It's like rules for thee and not for me.
Our final story is, you know, the Michelin guide, Michelin
the
tires.
The Michelin tire guy?
Yeah. The guy, they award stars
for tires.
For food.
Oh.
And, you know, like, you've heard, Michelin stars.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry to say that the first vegan cuisine restaurant has been awarded a Michelin star for the first time.
Oh,
so.
Man.
It's devastating to me that it's vegan food. That French food is losing its, it's a French vegan website. I mean, a restaurant that's getting.
Is that in America as well?
No, it's near Bordeaux. It's called what is it called? It's ONA.
Is there an American version of that?
Michelin stars? No, they do it. They do it worldwide.
Okay. What is this, dude? Just it's activated. It's creepy, dude.
Dude, people were freaking out when the national security called you. Who called you?
Something said national security.
People were freaking out. We're like, who was it?
Dude, we played the number.
Yeah. Nothing showed up.
We'll see.
All right. Well,
I thought, how long did we go, Johnny?
We're at hour 25.
So. Yep, you did it, Johnny. You fucking ran it on me again, you fucking
Yeah,
fuck.
God. I'm so sorry, guys, that we got all this extra content. apologies to Sam and everybody
Thank
who had
you,
to listen
Johnny,
to.
For fucking apologizing.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank
well,
you for
guys,
thank you
for those who don't know Xavier Guerrero on the show, which I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't think I
Xavier, know. Where can they find you?
At XG Marks the Spot. I also have a podcast called We Don't Smoke the Same. And thank you for everybody who listens to Tinfoil Hat Podcast. And
bang, bang, singing We Don't Smoke the Same. Bang, bang. Yeah.
Yep. That's Broken it. Simulation.
Broken. Dude, congratulations. You busted your...
Right.
Broken Simulation.
Cherry.
Dude, you are now one of the broken. That's the best thing.
Johnny
ever.
Went first and Sam.
Yeah. Johnny, thanks for letting me have my friend on your podcast today.
It's a good one.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This was fun because usually I had some stories I forgot about.
We'll do them next time.
All right, guys. No, I mean, I remember them later.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
All right, bye, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Broken Simulation, the sports center of the apocalypse or for the apocalypse?
You've been saying for the apocalypse. I think that's fine.
For the apocalypse.